He's to offer us more insight on that story. We're now joined by former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Michael Springman, who's joining us now from Washington. Mr. Springman, walk us through the important points that were just set in Manama.
Well, the points that they made always amaze me that they can say them with a straight face. The Saudis and the UAE and Bahrain are some of the most repressive states in the world. They do not value democracy. They support terrorism. People from the UAE helped attack the United States along with Saudi citizens on September 11, 2001, knocking down a couple of large buildings in New York City and attacking the Pentagon. Yet somehow these people are seen as paragons of virtue, and they have the right to dictate Qatari foreign and domestic policy, trying to shut down Al Jazeera, which sometimes criticizes some of these repressive governments, and the demands that Qatar accede to their demands, yet at the same time they do nothing to stop their own support for terrorism in Syria and elsewhere. It is scarcely conceivable that anyone would pay any serious attention to these people. I think that Qatar, with its money and with its savvy, will likely be able to split various tribes that run these so-called countries, these lands of sand along the Gulf there, and can split them, and the entire Gulf Cooperation Council may well come apart as the result of this.
Well, the Saudi foreign minister stated that, first of all, Qatar must adopt a quote-unquote logical policy, and that the blockading countries were in fact ready for dialogue with Qatar if Doha shows its willingness to fight terrorism and accept that 13 or so addendums that they had issued with regards to removing the sanctions and the blockades against Qatar. Doha's already in the first place rejected those demands, so we're still probably going to see them reject those demands once again.
Oh, exactly. The demands are outrageous. Besides Al Jazeera and wanting to close down the Turkish military base, they don't want the Qataris to have any dialogue whatsoever with opposition figures in any of the GCC countries. They want the blockade to continue until they accede to these demands. There are 13 of them, from minor things to outrageous things, and it's scarcely believable that the Qataris will accede to controls and examination and investigation of whether or not they comply with these outrageous 13 demands. So it's talk for the sake of talk. And the longer it goes on, the more foolish and incompetent and dangerous the Saudis and their GCC puppets appear.
Well, thank you very much. Former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Michael Springman, joining us from Washington. Well, that's it with our live coverage from the joint press conference being held in the Bahraini capital.